Wow, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Sounds a whole lot like Unity of Bellevue, doesn't it? I think so. You know, when you walk, I think it does sound like this wonderful spiritual community. Because when you walk in these doors, you are raised up so that you can stand on any mountain that may appear in your life. And as you delve into these Unity teachings and come to classes, you begin to learn how to walk on those stormy seas of your life. And when we go into spiritual connection groups, which we'll be offering again this fall, you'll be standing on the shoulders of those people supporting you and practicing and putting into practice the wonderful Unity principles that we learn. And when you become a part of this wonderful spiritual community, you are raised up to be more that you can be than you can be by yourself. And so that's the kind of spiritual community I want to belong to. What about you? You know, yeah, sign me up. Where do I get you? You know, because don't you want to be that kind of person that when you walk into the room, everyone is better because of you, your presence? And don't you want to be that kind of person, you know, that when you walk into a place like this, it lifts you up to become more than you could be alone? You know, that's why we come to spiritual community. That's why we come together in places like this, so that we can raise each other up. And so what I want to talk about today is how we can make, each one of us can make that positive difference in our world. No matter who we are, no matter what we're doing, no matter where we've come from, that we can walk in to this place and we can become better than we've ever been before. You know, welcome to Unity of Bellevue. You know, there's a positive energy that people say they can feel here. Last March, we entered into a conversation about and answering a couple of questions, looking at a couple of questions. You know, who are we? Who is Unity of Bellevue? And where is Unity of Bellevue going? And in the Appreciative Inquiry interviews that took place on that day of discovery back then in March, we had a whole bunch of sacred conversations that took place. And out of those conversations came a whole lot of information that the visioning team has been working with over the last couple of months. And last week, if you were here, you were handed a document as you left, which had our purpose and our core values and our vision statement. One page. I mean, it took us 2 months to do this. But getting every word intentionally placed in the right position. And we attached to this document of our purpose, our values, and our vision is a feedback form, which we would like you to tell us from a scale of 1 to 5, did we miss it or did we get it? Because this is the information that we heard from you, that we gathered from you. And so our purpose statement, just to kind of, we're spending a couple of weeks now just kind of looking at this because it's important for us. It's important, and you'll hear why, to know who we are. But our purpose statement that the visioning team came up with is Unity of Bellevue is a spiritual community that nourishes and supports personal growth to make a positive difference in the world. So that we're here, this spiritual community, we nurture and support each other as we move into our personal growth so that we can then move out into the world to make that positive difference to everyone around us. And so how we got to this place was all of the interview guides that we were collected on that day of discovery and all of the presentations that were done, and they're hanging back up in the friendship room so you can walk around and kind of refresh your memory. After the day of discovery, remember we gave you dots? Everybody got 6 dots. You could go in and vote for the 6 top things that you thought were the most important here at Unity of Bellevue. And from those dots, bless her heart, Betty Gibbleview, she put all of them into an Excel spreadsheet. And what surfaced to the top were 5 values that you said were most important to you. And they're love, acceptance, inclusiveness, integrity, and community. And you said that this is what you value most at Unity of Bellevue. Now, this document also has some statements that qualify each of our core values. And we want you, if you weren't here last week, as you leave today, stop in the atrium at the table, and there are copies of these. So please, if you didn't get one last week, pick a copy up and fill out the feedback form. We want to hear from you. And there are extra feedback forms, so if you got it last week but forgot your feedback form and would like to fill another one out, there's extra feedback forms as well. And there'll be several members of the visioning team at the table in the atrium who can answer any questions and help you with the forms and make sure you get one. And we want to make sure if you're a couple, each of you take one, because we want to hear back from each of you. You might not have the same opinion. So now there's also a place on here for comments, and we would love it that if you have a comment that you really want us to consider, if you would be willing to put your name and the way to contact you, because it may be something extremely important, but we want to ask you more questions or get some clarification. So we would love to be able to contact you if there's a comment that you really want us to hear and possibly work with and integrate into what we're doing. So if you could do that, we would really, really appreciate it. If you could do it by July 15th, next Sunday. If you could, there'll be 3 weeks. If we need to extend, we might go another week or two. But if you can, please try to get your forms in by the 15th, next Sunday. And we want to thank you in advance for helping us and by giving us your feedback. But today what I want to do is I want to talk about what it means to make a positive difference in our world, because this was something that was really important to this spiritual community, that we do things that we can really make a positive difference, because as we are nurtured and supported ourselves in our own spiritual personal journey, then it automatically thrusts us into making a positive difference in our world. And that's what we all want to do, isn't it? To make that positive difference. And I want to be also clear as to why it's important to have a clear vision and purpose and core values. It's very important, not only personally, but as a spiritual community, it's important for us to know what's our purpose and what are the core values that we're living from. Because we all know that our words have power and energy in them. And so what we're saying by these statements is this is what Unity of Bellevue is. This is who we are. And so we have the visioning team, and there's 8 people on this team, and it was no easy thing to do, but we every word was intentionally placed. And each of these words, they have meaning for us as a spiritual community. Meaning in that we are beginning to live into what it is we say we are. And so last March, during that day of discovery, we had some wonderful conversations and talked about what is it that we love about Unity of Bellevue and what is it that we value most about this community. So I want to just take another look at what is it that Unity of Bellevue values? What do we value here? Well, one thing we value is love. That's the first thing on the list, is love. Unconditional love. And we feel that a lot here, right? People say, I walk in the door and I feel the love. Second thing that we value, in fact, this was the top thing. Of all the dots that got, looked at, got correlated, the top value that you said was most important to you was acceptance. Acceptance, honoring the Christ consciousness within all people, that we accept you for who you are. We don't tell you what to think. We offer some ideas, but then it's up to you to really delve into what is it that I believe? What is it that's important to me in my life? And then we accept you wherever you are. So acceptance was very important to the spiritual community. Inclusiveness was also very highly valued. This spiritual community is open and welcoming to all people who come through the doors. And there are some communities that's not true. But I love the fact that we accept you no matter who you are and no matter where you come from. Whatever your background, whatever you've been through, we love you just as you are. And I love that you felt integrity was important, that everything we do is in alignment with spiritual principle. It's our fifth unity basic principle. You know, knowing the truth, we then take that truth and we live the truth that we know. We live it. We don't just think about it or say, isn't that nice or wouldn't that be fun? But we actually put the rubber to the road and we live the truth that we know. And of course, community. Community is highly valued here, connecting spiritually with each other, but also what words came up were like-minded, connecting with like-minded people. Because I know people who come into Unity, they go, oh, I didn't know there were people that thought like me. I thought I was crazy. Right? But then you come in, you see there's a community of people who value you, who accept you, and who think like you. And so we value this way of connecting in this spiritual community. And so when we know who we are and what we value, when we truly know that, then we can lift each other up. We can work together to create a wonderful community that really works in the world, that we can then begin to not only individually co-create with God a very exciting life, but it doesn't work only just for us individually, but it works for us as a community. We can begin to co-create a wonderful, wonderful spiritual community. And isn't that exciting? You know, as long as we know who we are, we can begin to do more of that. We can become more than we ever thought we could become before. So let's talk about love and acceptance, because these were the two top core values that you said were important to this community. You know, and people do say, when I walk in through the doors, I feel immediately the love that's in this place. You know, and so it's not surprising that during our Day of Discovery interviews, the top words that kept coming up again and again and again was unconditional love and acceptance. And so we in this spiritual community, we don't just learn and understand these spiritual principles, these unity, wonderful unity principles. We actually live them. That's our goal, is to live them. And when we talk about love, it's not I love you because you look like me or you think like me or you do what I want you to do. It's not that love at all. It's a love that Jesus embodied, a love that he lived. It's called agape love. It's that love, that brotherly, sisterly love that says no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, unconditional love and acceptance is found here. It's here. You know, when we here in unity, we truly reach out and love each other. You know, we raise each other up. We live out our purpose of making a difference in the world. And what I know is that when we reach out and when we begin to serve another person, the love within us begins to flow. So if you want to get love flowing within you, you go out and you find some way to serve someone else. Get out of yourself. Do something good for another person, and you will have that love flowing through you. Just listen to the advice that Jesus gives us. I want to read from the Message Bible, and this is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, starting at verse 31. Here's a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, and then grab the initiative and do it for them. If you only love the lovable, do you expect a pat on the back? If you only help those who help you, do you expect a medal? You know, if you only give for what you hope to get out of it, do you really think that's charity? I tell you, love your enemies. Help and give without expecting a return. You'll never, I promise you, regret it. Live out this God-centered, God-created identity the way our Father lives toward us, generously and graciously, even when we're at our worst. God is kind, and you be kind. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment.
Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a whole lot easier. Give away your life, and you'll find life given back to you. But not merely given back. Given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. And so what a great way to live our lives, right? Taking your love, wrapping it up, and giving it away. You know, treating all people with love and compassion. You know, love lavishly. That's what we're here to do. And this applies to our spiritual community as well. The question we need to be asking is, what can we do to create a more loving spiritual community so that we can be a positive difference in our world? And you know, I was thinking about this, and I keep coming back again and again and again to Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. How many of you are familiar with the Four Agreements? Okay, quite a few of you, almost all of you are familiar. I can't think of a better way to live our lives than these Four Agreements. Don Miguel Ruiz tells us, he says, by adopting a code of conduct that transforms our lives to a new experience of freedom, true happiness, and love. And this remarkable code of conduct is the Four Agreements. So I just want to briefly review them. Early last year, I did a four-week series on the Four Agreements, but I think that they are so important that they deserve to be reviewed every year. I personally do that. I read that book every year because these are wonderful principles that I think we can all use, all the help we can get to live these principles every day of our life. And so how many of you can remember the agreement number one? What is it? Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. And so what this means is to speak with integrity, you know, which is one of our core values here at Unity of Bellevue. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And don't use words that would put yourself down or be gossiping about other people. And so I have a thought about this, is that why don't we make Unity of Bellevue a gossip-free zone? Wouldn't that be great? I think you're up for it. I think we can do this, don't you? A gossip-free zone. Now, that means no speaking or listening to it. Okay? So it's like, what are we going to talk about? But a gossip-free zone means no talking, no putting yourself down or putting another person down. And don't criticize other people, because remember the law of attraction. We get back exactly what we think about and talk about. And so use the power of your words, because there's great power in our words. Use the power of your words to speak only truth and love. Truth and love. I just want to share with you a personal experience, because as I was thinking about this lesson in this one particular agreement, you know, something really hit home for me. It was an experience I had back in the 80s. Can you believe I still remember it's as clear as day. But it was in the 80s, and Bill and I were having dinner at our favorite restaurant, which was the Whale's Tail, which is no longer there, in Lahaina, Maui, where we were living at the time. And I can remember this night so clearly. I remember the table we sat at. I can remember what I was eating. I can remember the warm breeze blowing. It was an absolutely magnificent night. And I was, throughout dinner, complaining about my minister that I happened to work for. I was the administrative assistant at Unity Church of Maui. And something had gone on that day, and I was really bothered by it, and so I was going on and on and on with Bill. So all of a sudden, he just stops, and he says, "Look, I'm not the person you need to be saying this to. You are ruining my dinner. Let's change the subject now." And I was like rocked back. I thought, you know, you know, I was in the middle of my pity party. You know, and I wanted to tell my story. But he said, no, I'm not the one you need to talk to. And I thought, you know, he's absolutely right. You know, absolutely right. You know, I was ruining a perfectly beautiful night and a perfectly beautiful meal. And so we changed the subject, and the next morning I went in to the person I needed to talk to and talked to them, and we settled it and cleared it up, and I felt so much better. And so I think we can learn from this experience here at Unity of Bellevue that if we have an issue or problem with another person here at the church, you know, we go directly to that person and speak to them. You know, we don't go around talking to everybody and their cousin about the person. You know, we don't go finding 17 friends who agree with us, because having 17 people who agree with you doesn't make you right. You know, we do have a dispute resolution policy here at Unity of Bellevue, and if you're, you know, if you do have a problem with a congregant or staff, you're expected to go to that person directly. You know, if you don't want to go alone, ask somebody to go with you. Ask a board member. You know, if you have a disagreement or some problem with something that's going on at the church, then you speak to the minister. And if you don't want to go alone, you find somebody to go with you. And if you have a complaint to a board member about the ministry of the minister, the board member will say, you know, you need to talk to the minister. I'll go with you. And if you're not willing to do that, then the information stops there. What this does is it creates a clear avenue of personal responsibility, right? You know, if you have a problem, address that person. Don't go gossiping, because we're now a no-gossip zone, right? And so what this does is it allows for a very loving spiritual community, and it really, if people can feel, you can feel the positive, clean, clear energy, right, when that happens. And so be impeccable with your word, and we will, you know, we will have a wonderful, clear energy within ourselves personally and individually and within our community. So be impeccable with your word. Second, and this is one I have such a hard time with, don't take anything personally. Do you have a problem with that? Who here has? Okay, thank you for being willing to be honest. I'm not alone. So don't take anything personally. Because when we understand that whatever the person before us is saying or do is not because of you. No, it's not because of us. Whatever that person says or does is a projection of what's going on within them. You know, it's something that may have happened in their life to them, and they're reacting to it. It has nothing to do with you. But the opposite is true as well. You know, whatever you say and do is what you have agreed to in your own mind and has absolutely nothing to do with the person standing before you. You can't blame anyone else. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you and me. When we're going through our little snits, it's about us. And we need to take, again, that personal responsibility. For example, if I say to you, you're a purple elephant, and you know you're not a purple elephant, then you will think I'm a little strange and you'll just dismiss it. Won't bother you. You won't get hooked on it. Not a big deal. But if there's any part within you that believes or agrees that you are a purple elephant, it will set you off and will hook you. And you'll think it's about the other person. But no, it's because something has been touched within you. So just know that whatever comes up for you, it's an area of your life that you need to work on. And say to the other person, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Thank you. You know, just think about how much easier it would be to work with other people if everybody could just say, wow, you just sparked something off in me and it's my stuff. I own it. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. And how we could really grow together and help each other, raise each other up so that we can get through and work through the stuff that we need to work through without condemning each other. I mean, I just think that would be so glorious if we could do that even in our own life. But could you imagine everybody in the world living by that code of conduct? It would change everything, right? No fighting, no gossiping, no backstabbing. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Third agreement. Anybody remember what this one is? Don't make any assumptions. Well, you know your four agreements. Don't make assumptions. They don't work out anyway, right? They come back to bite us all the time. All the time. Don't assume anything. Learn to ask questions. Have the courage to ask questions. And as when you're communicating with another person, try to be as clear as possible so there's no misunderstandings. But again, that person's going to interpret according to what's going on in them. But you try to be as clear as possible. One of the most powerful spiritual teachers once said, when you know the truth will set you free. And that was Jesus who said that. When you know the truth will set you free. And our life can be individually transformed and our spiritual community can be totally transformed if we live up to this one agreement. Don't make assumptions. Do not assume you know the whole truth. Ask. And ask the person who can answer the question correctly. Don't go to somebody who doesn't know anything about it. Again, you know, finding 17 other people who agree with you doesn't make you right. You know, and sometimes the person you need to ask is the minister. Or sometimes it's the board member, the board president. You just go to the person that has the answer to that question. And if you have a question, ask it before you go off assuming. The fourth and final agreement. James, always do your best. Always do your best. Now, this is not about perfection. We're not talking perfection here. We're talking about always doing our very, very best. That's all the universe asks for, that you do your very best, and as a spiritual community, we do our very best. Now, does that mean that we'll never make a mistake? No. No, we'll make mistakes along the way from time to time. Of course we will. We're human. We're spiritual beings, but having a human experience. We'll make mistakes from time to time. But remember, one of our two top core values is love and acceptance here at Unity of Bellevue, along with inclusiveness and integrity and community. And so I'd like to end with this beautiful little reading, and it's called We Are a Family. Since before any of us were born, God planned for us to share our lives with each other. God knew how our strengths and weaknesses would balance one another and the depth of love, understanding, and commitment that we would learn to feel together. God knew that the richness of our separate characters would be developed through the hard times, and that mutual trust and respect would be born as a result of overcoming the trials together. God knew that we would laugh together and cry together. God knew we needed each other to hug, to help, to teach, to share, to love, to love. And so wrap up your love and give it away and do your part in making a positive difference in our world. And together we will shine a beacon of light, love, and healing on the world. So namaste. The divinity within me honors and greets, loves and cherishes the divinity within each one of you. Namaste.